It's been almost 19 years since a small group of veterans in Windsor began raising money for a war memorial. A few of the original members of the Windsor Veterans Memorial Committee have died, and the remaining members are in their 80s. So the committee has voted to disband, to pass on the money that's remaining in its fund and allow a younger generation to make sure the memorial is maintained into the future. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Bernie Chaban is pretty proud of the town of Windsor's Veterans Memorial.
I think right now we have the best war memorial in the state of Vermont.
Chaban grew up here in Windsor, and he served in Korea. About 20 years ago, Chaban and a few of the other vets in Windsor started talking about raising money to replace a small plaque that honored the town's fallen veterans.
We had nothing in this town, and we knew that we had a lot of veterans.
Chaban says the committee didn't have a vision at first of what the new memorial might look like. They started selling candy bars for a buck and hitting up local businesses. And as word got out, some serious money started to flow in. Town voters approved $20,000. The state appropriated some money, and Senator Bernie Sanders was able to secure federal funds. After a year or two, the Windsor Veterans Memorial Committee had about $250,000. And in 2000, a 7.5-foot bronze statue was dedicated at a town-owned park on Main Street.
The committee that we had was one beautiful committee. Unfortunately, they passed, and I tip my hat to them. I think there's only 4 or 5 of us left right now. We are now too old to raise a flag and too old to lower a flag. Our days are done.
The way he sees it, their work is done for now, and they're turning the money they have left over to the American Legion. The account has about $30,000 left over, and they use it for upkeep when a new name has to be added to the memorial or to buy flowers on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Alina Priest is a junior at Windsor High School, and she's planting flowers at the memorial. Priest stopped at a stone that has the names of people who served in the Civil War. And she noticed some family names that look familiar.
It's so crazy seeing all the names on these stones, and they have the same last names as people I go to school with. Like, these are their ancestors. It's so wild knowing that they've been in this town so long, and that, I mean, they have family members who were in the Civil War or in World War II or something.
The bronze statue and flagpole sit at the head of the park, and there's a semicircle of pieces of granite toward the back. Each stone holds the names of the vets that served in a war. There's a stone for the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, all the way up through the two world wars and Korea, Vietnam, and Iraq. Milt Ducharme is one of the other surviving members. He served 20 years in the Navy and in Korea and Vietnam. Ducharme says there are about 1,700 sons and daughters of Windsor engraved on the stones. Of those who served in wars, and with a star by the name of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Through the years, we were collecting names and checking on them, make sure they're correct. And this is what we came up with. And but other than that, it's just a beautiful sight. I come down here every now and then and just sit and think, you know. Think of all the people that have gone through here. So,
at the end of the semicircle of stones, there's a blank piece of granite. And it was put there, Ducharme says, for any of the men and women of Windsor who are called on again to serve during a conflict.
We hope we never have to put any people's name on it, but that's for future. We have a future war, and the Gulf War is already all over with, and then when they start another war somewhere else, we'll have names on that one there. Hopefully, there'll never be any names on that stone. But I'm sure the way the world is right now, we probably will have another one somewhere.
For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Windsor.